Module 5, Office Personalities, Part 1. Every employee is unique in their job skills and office presence. That also means every employee has their own office personality. While many are tolerable and even upbeat, some can have negative effects on other employees. Managers should understand these different types and know how to handle them in the workplace. Complainer. The complainer in the office is typically the employee who always finds something to complain about on the job, whether it includes the amount of hours they work, the assignments they get, or simply the type of coffee in the break room. They love to circulate bad news and feed off of the misery of others. They were most likely a model employee, but then probably had too many confrontations with coworkers or negative comments from upper management. Tips when handling a complainer personally. Try to keep their views in perspective. Direct their negativity toward more positive views. Instead of listening to their opinions, form your own. Don't let their cynical views blur your vision of the office. Gossiper. The primary mission of the office gossiper is to know and share the latest scoop of the office, and if they don't know it, they'll simply make it up. They have a need to feel important and think that since they hold the key to the best information, this puts them on top. A gossip will purposely seek those who are willing to listen and feed on the attention. While they believe this type of behavior makes them more likable and popular, it can actually have the opposite effect, making them untrustworthy and undependable. Tips when handling a gossiper personality. Avoid engaging in their gossip or rumors. State that you are not interested in what they may have to offer. Do not pass on information they may have passed on to you. Avoid discussing any personal matters near them unless you want the entire office to know. Bully. There are several types of office bullies with several different characteristics, but their behavior is generally the same. Bullies look to dominate and control their work area. They often insult or downplay their coworkers or their performance in order to distract from theirs. Bullies have their own growl that they use to make their employees fear them and comply with what they say. Only when they feel like they have control and power will they feel happy. Tips when handling a bully personality. Don't try to challenge them. This only feeds their bully persona. Don't take their remarks personally. Chances are it's really not about you. Avoid trying to please them. They can normally not be satisfied so easily. When addressing their behavior, do it privately and calmly. Negative Ned or Nancy. Negative Ned and Nancy typically do not trust anyone with authority or power. They have the "they're out to get me" attitude. While they believe that they are always right, they hold back on answers but are quick to let out "told you so" when things go wrong. This personality always sees the downside of any situation. Tips when handling a negative Ned or Nancy personality. Stay positive, but stay realistic. Avoid trying to simply find a solution since they will dismiss them. Stick with the facts. Avoid arguing with them or trying to correct them. Case study. Matthew has just partnered with his co-manager Zach and has started handing out assignments that need to be completed. Matthew started to notice that Zach was very rigid on the job and made little effort to become friendly with their team members. He was quick to downplay the employees but not to offer any solutions that may help. A few months later, Zach approached Matthew and revealed that he wanted to look for another job. He didn't feel welcome in the office and felt the rest of the team was too unfriendly. Matthew began to feel as though Zach was a negative Ned personality type and it was hurting his performance in the office. He spoke with Zach personally about what he would like to see and went over the facts of how the office could benefit from him. He addressed Zach's concern but stayed realistic. Zach stayed with the department for a few months longer, but eventually transferred out. Matthew sent a request to Human Resources to add a simple personality quiz to applicants that apply for his department, whether for team member or management.